All right, let's complete our conversation from our earlier outdoor report and jump back into our chat with my old buddy Jay Anglin, who was an old hunting buddy of mine from college and my waterfowl mentor for years. So here we go, jumping back into our conversation about early teal and goose season opening tomorrow. Well, since you brought up goose decoys, let's talk about that because, you know, I'm going out to go teal hunting, of course, but it's early goose season, too. And obviously, I'm going to take advantage of that if I can find geese to decoy in. How far should you set your goose decoys up away from your duck decoys?
You know, the teal usually just pile right into the geese, so I don't think it's a huge issue. I separate them just a little bit. Normally I would put the geese where they have to fly over, you know, you or at least in front of you to get to the decoys to get a cleaner shot on them. But, you know, you got to keep in mind, too, that if you've got your geese off to the right 20 yards and you've got teal that see those at first light and don't see your teal decoys, they may pile into the geese decoys. And so you just got to, you know, be cautious. Like I said, if you're hunting an area with a lot of vegetation, which is real common this time of year, you know, whether it's lily pads or up there, you've got different types of shrubs and things. But you definitely want to keep things pretty compact. I don't like to spread them out too much. When I'm hunting later in the season for migrants, you know, I'll spread things out big time, but not for teal season, because a lot of times by the time they see everything, you know, they're right on top of you. So,
what about calling this early in the year, this early in the season, for geese and for teal?
Well, you can get away with murder with the geese because you know, there's so many juveniles, and it's rare for the adults to be able to steer the juveniles out of a spread. And you can call pretty aggressively for these local geese. And, of course, you're going to have some migrants pushing through the UP, a handful, I'm sure. I'm usually pretty aggressive in the early season. And as far as the ducks go, you know, you can use a hen mallard call, just a regular mallard call, and just do short, choppy little quack. Google blue-winged teal quack and the green-winged teal call. You can kind of practice it on a mallard call. But, one of the best investments I've ever made for a hunting teal is that little blue balls you can buy, particular that little Haydell's one. It's blue, it's plastic. I use it maybe 3 or 4 times a year, and it works great. You know, their cadence is short and choppy, sort of like a hen mallard at a higher pitch. It's but a lot quicker, and it descends quicker. Sort of like a, you know, like a that's a hen blue wing, and they really come into it. Just do it 2 or 3 times, and it usually gets their attention pretty quick. So.
Well, Jay, I really wish we were going to be in the blind together tomorrow, buddy.
I would love to be there too, Adam. I miss the UP every day. It's a special place, and I'm sure that no matter what, if you go out, if you don't see any birds, it's still a heck of a nice place to sit and watch the sky and enjoy the wilderness that you guys are blessed with up there.
Well, we really appreciate you sharing your knowledge and time with us today, and we'll give you a call a little later on.
Sounds great, man. Good talking to you.
All right.
Be safe.
This is The Outdoor Show.